When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about everyone's biggest fear. Mwahaha. Failure. Everyone always has this fear of failure. Well, guess what? If you fear failure, then do nothing. Do nothing in this world. Do nothing in your lifetime, because failure is part of the process. So if you're going to do anything, you're going to fail. If you don't want to fail, do nothing. Now, I just played that voiceover back, and for some reason, I don't think I've ever been connected to my microphone that I talk into, because I just listened to that back and I reconnected to my microphone and I sounded so clear and loud. And then I just went to my podcast and started playing other episodes. And I'm pretty sure on my other episodes, I have been holding and talking into my microphone, but I was just using like the built-in mic that's on my MacBook. I don't know. I might be going crazy, but I feel like I sound so much clearer and louder right now after I just refreshed my recording app and re-hooked up my microphone here. And if my dumbass has been recording every single episode with a mic in my hand up to my mouth, but it wasn't even picking up the sound there, well, then I am just embarrassed. So let me know in my DMs, you guys, on forthegirls.podcast if I sound totally different right now. Because if I sound totally different, then I have major problems that this whole time I didn't know that I was not even talking into the microphone that I was holding in my hand. But anyway, let's get into this fear of failure, and let's get into the whole premise that failure is just simply part of the process. Now, before I get into everything, I want to backtrack to really emphasize what I said. I meant it literally when I said, if you don't want to experience failure, then do nothing. Seriously, do nothing, because failure is part of the process for everything. So if you want to do anything impactful, if you want to do anything worthwhile, if you have big dreams, big goals, or just truly even small dreams and small goals, literally anything that you want to start, you will not be able to finish without failure being part of the process. Failure will be present at some point. Obstacles and hurdles and struggles and troubles and problems are always going to get in the way at some point or another. There's no perfect relationship. There's no perfect job. There's no perfect business opportunity. There's no perfect launch. There's always troubles that come along the way. You will not experience anything perfectly. Nothing follows suit of perfection. It just does not happen. So If you don't want to face failure, then you will have to be a complete homebody, hermit, vegetable who does nothing. You can't have jobs, you can't have friends, you can't have a relationship, you can't start a business, you can't launch anything at all if you want to avoid failure. If you want to avoid failure, I truly mean do nothing. But if you're going to do anything, then get prepared to experience it. You will only win by going through these failures. Here's something that people need to understand about winners, is that winners are failures who got back up and failed again and failed again and failed again until they won. I think that people have this misconception that winners and failures are different people. The only thing different about a winner and a failure is that a failure quit when they failed, and that a winner failed 10 more times until they won. You see, when I mentor people and consult people and talk to people, and they tell me what they just failed at, like they explain to me what went wrong or why they stopped doing what they're doing and so on and so forth, I'm like, wait, hold on. I've been through exactly what you've been through 10 times more. You went through that once and you're done? You went through that once and you're done and you're on the phone with me telling me you want my results? If you want my results, then you're going to have to go through what you're complaining about right now at least 5 to 10 more times. If your concern is that your followers aren't growing, it's taken me 6 to 7 years to get to the following that I have now. If you're concerned that you're not selling enough product or whatever it is that you're trying to promote or sell, this week, 3 years into my business, this week, I just got 2 clients that are people I went to high school with, which means that they have been following me and seeing me from day one of my business, but it took them year 3 to finally say yes to trying out my product. That is how many days are in 3 years? That is a means of me posting every single day for 3 years straight. That is like over 1,000 days of posting about my business. And it took over 1,000 days for these 2 people to say that they'll give it a try. Imagine that I would have stopped on day 15, day 30, day 90, day 365. Here I am 3 years later, like, oh, great. Yeah, sure. I would love to have you as a client of mine. Because I understand that that's just part of the process. That's just the name of the game. If I wanted instant gratification, then I wouldn't be running a business. I'd have to find something else that can make me get rich fast or could make me have results in a day. But running a business means that I subjected myself to needing patience and needing to trust the process and needing to have options. You know, something that frustrates entrepreneurs is when one person reaches out and then that partnership doesn't go through. One person, you know, inquires and seems interested and then that doesn't go through. And then they're frustrated, right? They're like, oh my God, nothing is working. Hold on for a second. You have very few options right now of people and partnerships and clientele. Your frustration is just simply coming from the fact that you don't have enough options right now. So just keep working, keep doing more outreach, keep talking to more people, keep getting rejected and failing more, but watch how many more yeses that you get and watch how many more partnerships come to fruition because you put yourself out there more times. So it's as simple as that. You have to understand and expect that failure is part of the process. But there is only truly one way ultimately to actually fail at anything. To fail in work, in relationships, in friendships, in partnerships, in business, in a clientele, in anything. There's only one way ultimately to fail, and that is to quit. It's like saying, yeah, my marriage failed. Yes, because you and your partner gave up on that marriage and had a divorce. It failed. It's done. If you were working on the marriage, then it would be a work in progress, right? It's like saying your business failed. I started that, but I didn't finish it, is really what you're actually saying. You quit. You didn't finish what you started. That is why you failed. However, if you were working on it and kept going, your business would be a work in progress, right? It wouldn't be a failure because you're still working on it. So the only way to ultimately see true failure is by quitting and stopping. So the beautiful thing is that if you haven't quit yet, you haven't failed yet. You're going through failures. You're going through hard times. You're going through things that you probably hate going through right now. But ultimately, if you are standing up and doing it all over again, then you're not a failure and it hasn't failed. It's just a work in progress.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that one of the biggest ways to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel here, I think that one of the biggest ways to have a positive shift is truly a matter of the mindset and the verbiage, the words that you use and the things that you tell yourself and believe, whether you say it in your head or say it out loud. If you shift your mindset and your vocabulary from I failed at that or it didn't work for me to it's still a work in progress, then you are literally saying that you're still working on it. It's still pending. So now your brain is wired to keep going. Your brain will come up with more solutions to the problems and more ways around it. Whereas if you say things like it didn't work or I fail or I had to quit, whatever, I had to stop, now your brain is wired to putting a halt on that thing. You will no longer come up with any solutions to any problems. You will no longer think about progressing and moving forward. You will be done. You will be stopped and at a standstill with the progression of that thing, whether it is your marriage or your social media accounts and your following and your YouTube channel or your business or whatever it is that you're working on. If you tell yourself that you failed, your brain will just ultimately stop. If you tell yourself that it's a work in progress, your brain will be fixated on continuing. And the good news about all of that is that you're in complete control of it. You are in 100% complete control over the way that you think and the way that you speak. So at the end of the day, it is up to you to decide what is non-negotiable for you. Is success something that you're willing to negotiate, or is success a non-negotiable for you? For me, success was always a non-negotiable for me. I was not willing to negotiate having success. It was a requirement for me. It was mandatory for me. It was personal for me. So what it came down to was having a no matter what mindset, a no matter what vocabulary. There was never an option for me to even think about quitting or to say to anybody, I don't know if this is going to work for me type of thing. This isn't working out type of thing. This, I'm failing at this. Those words just never came out of my mouth because the control was mine. The power was mine. And I used my control and my power to keep going. I used my control and my power to overcome my failures. And to overcome my failures 5 more times and 10 more times, and to overcome failures that I'm going through right now. I mean, I think that people are convinced that failures stop. But for me, they never stop. I have never stopped having struggles and obstacles. I am currently going through struggles and obstacles, whereas you guys might see me as somebody with a successful business, somebody with a large following, somebody with a podcast, somebody who is launching another brand, blah, 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 blah. So you might see me as someone who has results that you want, but what you don't realize is that the struggles and the obstacles continue. They never stop. So I'm currently overcoming those struggles and obstacles while I am continuing what I'm working on. I'm overcoming failures while you're watching me win at the same time. So it's as simple as that. Gaining the control and the power over what is a non-negotiable for you. For me, getting this episode out on Monday is a non-negotiable. Now, today, I recorded 4 different episodes of For the Girls. 4. I recorded this episode 4 times until I came up with this topic. And I came up with this topic because today I was ready to tap out. I was really ready to tap out. I full-blown recorded 20-plus minute long episodes 4 different times. And every single time that I finished, I was just like, oh. I just don't love it. I'm not clicking. It's not connecting. This isn't it. This isn't working. And I was so ready to just tap out. But I didn't. I'm here. I made the conscious decision to have the power and control over what is a non-negotiable for me. And getting this episode out, no matter how many trials it takes, no matter how many trial and errors I have to go through, is not a negotiable thing for me. So it's going to be recorded, it's going to be edited, it's going to be finalized, and it's going to be posted. But you know what too? Here's the thing. My mindset is focused on, you never know what's going to be the episode that someone listens to that they decide they want to be a sponsor of this. And I can start making good money on my podcast, or I can reach somebody with a large following and they promote my podcast because they just listened to a great episode that they resonate with, and I could blow up and get so many more downloads. Like, my mindset is just fully fixated on the unknown and what could happen one day. And a lot of people don't have that mindset. So what happens is they quit too soon. They quit, or they stop, or they skip a day because they're having a bad day or a bad week or bad results or whatever the case is. And they say, oh, today I just can't. I cannot finish what I started today. And then they quit and they stop. And what happens is they missed their chance at what could have been the result that they were looking for. They quit too soon. Something that I love that I heard in a YouTube video a while back. It's from an amazing speech called How Bad Do You Want It? And he says, "You're already in pain. Don't cry to quit. Get a reward from it. Cry to win." And I just love that. You are already in pain. You might as well get a reward from it. Don't cry to quit. Don't go through this pain and struggling to just quit anyway. Get a reward from all the shit that you're going through. My mindset is just always fixated on what the reward can be. And the reward doesn't have to be monetary compensation. It could be changing one person's life for the better. Getting one really nice message from someone who says, "This episode just changed my whole mindset. This episode just blah, 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 blah," whatever. The reward can be something as simple as that. Whereas some people don't believe that there is that light at the end of the tunnel and that there is a reward out on the other side. So that's why they quit. That's why they fail. But they quit too soon. And now they just missed their chance at getting something so great. They just missed their chance at the reward. You know that saying, you could be grinding for 4 years with no results, and on the fifth year, you could become a millionaire. It's true. Your first 4 years could be failure, 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 failure. 4 years straight of failure. And on year five, you could have the biggest blow up and glow up of all time and become a millionaire on that fifth year. You never know when you're going to pop off. You never know when you're going to see the results. You never know when the relationship is going to be fixed. And trust me, some relationships are worth giving up on. Some are worth quitting on. But the point is that when it's something that you really, 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 really want, you really want to make work, then you have to make it a non-negotiable. You cannot negotiate making this work.
Ultimately, everything comes down to a mindset. Winning is a mindset. Failing is a mindset. And a mindset is a choice. So the mindset that you have is your choice to make. So you are choosing to have the mindset of a winner or the mindset of a failure. And the most important thing to know is that winners and failures are ultimately the same. The difference is your choice of actually quitting and failing and stopping, or failing 20 times more. Because I would choose failing 20 times more for the rest of my life with everything I do than to fail one time and stop. Because that choice is choosing to lose. And I'm going to choose to win. That's just where my mindset is at. So that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to hear more from you, get more feedback from you. So please be sure to leave reviews on the podcast app and 5 stars. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.